The main character, Anne Ransom, and her family link together the 9 stories published under the title Stop That Girl. It's the first book-length work of fiction by California writer Elizabeth McKenzie, and Alan Chews has a review.
We first meet Anne Ransom when she's just 8 years old, as her mother, pregnant by a new husband, sends her to Europe in the custody of a crusty M.D. grandmother. Within 15 pages, Anne has broken Granny's arm and begun her discovery that the world is a wide and various place, filled with all sorts of odd people with weird ideas and motives, which pretty much describes the world of the rest of these stories. Populated by angry mothers, voracious boyfriends, laid-back California entrepreneurs, an odd Australian environmentalist. There's an early marriage that goes nowhere, I wish we'd had more of that story in these pages, and cameo appearances by Allen Ginsberg and Peter Orlovsky in the hilarious aftermath of a poetry reading in Santa Cruz, and an infomercial for Brocco Robbie, a hybrid vegetable grown from broccoli and kohlrabi. I think you're old enough to hear these things, Anne's granny, the doctor, tells her while describing why her own husband left her behind. It's realistic. Life as it really happens. No girl should grow up in a fairy tale. Call these excerpts from a life you never dreamed of before reading about it anti-fairy tales. Stories that seem so true, you'll say to yourself, oh, these awful and sometimes lovely things must have actually happened. That's always the mark of a convincing writer.
The book is Stop That Girl by Elizabeth McKenzie. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.